This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Christians in Iraq celebrated the birth of Jesus, but they did so with trepidation. Jesus is considered an important prophet by Muslims, but this year, Christmas coincides with the beginning of Ashura, one of the most important dates in the Shiite Muslim calendar. As NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, Iraqi Christians are refraining from public signs of celebration out of respect or out of fear of their Muslim neighbors.
St. Joseph's Church in the affluent neighborhood of Karada in central Baghdad was built in 1959 out of concrete with cathedral-high ceilings. 50 years ago, the Christians in Baghdad might never have suspected their temple would be crowned with barbed wire around the courtyard, with police stopping cars a block away from the entrance. Father Saad Sirop Hanna, the parish priest, just returned to Baghdad from Italy, where he finished a doctorate degree in philosophy. He's 38 years old, and he's barely holding his parish together.
The people, they come to me and they ask me if it is safe to come to the church. And I say, yes, it is safe. Please come, because we should celebrate Christmas. And this is our life, our religion.
Christians have been fleeing Baghdad since 2003. As Iraq's other sects and ethnic groups split into armed factions, the Christians mostly sold their assets and emigrated. Father Saad estimates there were 1,200 Christian families here in Karada, but now less than 500. For Christmas Eve Mass, he expected a fairly full church, but that's because he was perhaps the only church in all of Baghdad holding a nighttime service.
I am the only church doing that. I don't know if I did a mistake or... Yeah.
Father Saad said he's walking a fine line. Christians have been targeted by Islamist militants, but he still wanted to celebrate Christmas with dignity. And to complicate matters this year, the majority Shiites in Iraq are busy with the commemoration of Ashura, the date in the Islamic calendar marking the death of Imam Hussein, one of the founding martyrs of Shiite Islam. Father Saad said Christians are voluntarily keeping the holiday behind closed doors.
We decided to do it like this just to be also in harmony with them, to respect a little bit for them. They are celebrating the death of Hussein and Hassan. It's a tragedy for them, so we can't just celebrate the Christmas without taking in consideration their feelings and their also... Anyway, it is a little... We are living in a very tense, actually, time now.
It's hard to tell if it's fear or respect motivating them to keep Christmas muted. No prominent Shiite leaders have asked the Christians to skip their celebrations, nor have they encouraged Christians to celebrate openly. Along with many other prominent Shiite clerics, Sheikh Qasim al-Ta'i in Karbala said he was thankful to Christians for keeping quiet this year.
With great appreciation and respect, we thank our Christian brothers for this noble act. We share the country and have coexisted for over 1,000 years.
There have been popular signs of gratitude. Some Shiite mourners even displayed Jesus' name on their Ashura procession. No great contradiction, since Muslims also regard Jesus as a prophet and martyr. Still, it left Father Saad and his parish with a dilemma, and he waited a bit nervously last night as worshippers started arriving. By 8 p.m. local time, about 300 people had turned out, and he invited them into the courtyard of the church to light a brazier near the statue of the Virgin Mary. It wasn't exactly a public procession, but at least it was outside in the cool air of Baghdad's winter. A choir of young men and women began to sing, and then the congregation joined in as they walked around the fire and then proceeded slowly back into the church, with Father Saad shepherding in the stragglers, swinging a censer full of incense. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.